I have a strong personal opinion on issues of gay rights and the legalization of same-sex marriages. If you're a regular listener, you may think you can predict my views based on your impression of me as either a conservative or liberal. Probably half of you will be wrong. As a missionary of ethics and virtue, with the hope of inspiring and encouraging everyone's moral ambitions and instincts, I covet every mind and conscience I can reach. Thus, I rarely comment on religious or politically controversial issues, when it's likely that my remarks will antagonize those who disagree with me. Still, some issues involving deeply held political or religious convictions have such a profound implication on my ethical principles that calculated silence to maintain popularity would be a form of cowardice. After all, my own definition of character is the willingness to do what you think is right, even when you think it will cost more than you want to pay. With that preface, I boldly and unequivocally support the full extension of not merely tolerance, but true acceptance of, support for, and legal rights to every son and daughter, brother and sister, friend and colleague, and complete stranger who loves and is committed to someone of their same gender. I understand and respect the sincerity of those whose religious views lead them to different conclusions, but I have the privilege of knowing, admiring, and loving a number of extraordinarily kind, talented, and highly ethical gay men and lesbian women, and I am distressed that they must bear insults, prejudice, condemnation, and legal discrimination. It's more than an issue of civil rights. It's a matter of human compassion. This is Michael Josephson reminding you that character counts.